ever seen. I didn't mean to draw attention when you talked about your queen. I just wanted you to mention me.
Nancy Kilpatrick, and you're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Jinx Live on CFRC.
Did not shoot the deputy. woman you need.
Live set. Now I'm gonna head it over to Ellie, who's gonna interview the band.
All right, so I am here with Jinx, Jinx Band Official, and they just played our live sessions. So, Jinx Band, what are your names and instruments?
My name's Joey, and I'm the vocalist.
My name is Charles Mayo, and I play lead electric guitar.
My name's Paul, I play drums.
My name's Lucas, I play bass.
And I'm Sophia, and I play rhythm.
That was great, guys. Thanks. All right, so why don't you tell me why you chose the songs that you played for us today? Anyone have something to say on that?
I think, you know, we often talk about, like, I think each of us has a different perspective on, like, why we will bring a song forward for us to play as a band. They can talk about why they'll suggest certain songs in a general sense, but for me, I always think about, like, if I'm a Queen student in the audience watching a student band perform and I'm, like, drunk, like, what song do I want to sing along to? And then that kind of guides me, like, okay, that's a song we should do. So anyone else?
Yeah, so the songs that you played today, you played three songs for us, four songs, actually, three on video. But can you tell me about those songs, why you chose them?
I guess I'll start. We actually were recently talking about how we pick the songs that we play, and usually we just, like, throw them into a Spotify playlist and I'll kind of, like, listen to them, whatever. But all of us, I think, kind of think about different reasons of why Jinx should play a certain song. I think for myself, like, as a vocalist, because I'm not, like, you know, playing an instrument when I'm on stage, I'm just performing, I'm, like, looking at what the audience is doing, and I definitely enjoy when, like, the audience is, like, singing along, so I like to kind of pick songs that are, you know, pretty, like, well known, so that it can be, like, an engaging experience from, like, their perspective. But I know they have different answers than that.
Yeah, I mean, someone could literally be giving me the middle finger as I'm playing a song and I wouldn't know. So I do have a different perspective. I just, if it has cool guitar in it, I guess I like it. I don't know. And I think Joey makes a good point about, you know, thinking about putting yourself in the shoes of a Queen student. If you were drunk or high or both at a show, what would you like to listen to? And so I think our, you know, set list, like, really tails to kind of degenerates, I guess. Like, people who are f***ed up. So I would say we're pro-alcoholism,
pro-salutations,
anti-sober band.
One of the songs we played was Whole Lotta Love. And we've played that song pretty consistently since we started. And that's a fun one where we all kind of get to shine. And today we tried Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic for the first time. And our new bass player got to show off his chops.
I don't have an answer for this one because I'm new. And I'm just playing what's suggested and I'm having fun.
I think just stuff that's fun to play. I don't know. I like funk stuff because more rhythm guitar. But anything that makes all of us shine too. Like, I feel like Whole Lotta Love, watching Paul just, like, get a solo is f***ing awesome, and Paul rocks, so there we go.
I'm a little concerned about Lucas's answer. He does get sunlight every few days, and we have some slices of ham put aside for him. Yeah.
Only if he's good.
Yeah.
Only, he's been great so far, though, so he's not starving yet. Yeah.
So the last bass player, did you run out of ham, or, like, what happened there?
No. Sadly, he got a job, which is, like, if you're a musician, like, that's, like, you shouldn't be able to, like, be employable, but, you know, he is, so we're happy for him, but we're sad. He's on QIP, like, Queen's Engineering Internship, which, we miss you.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I wanted to ask you, Halloween is coming up soon-ish. I'm a planner anyway. What group costume would you do, or will you do?
We don't have one yet, but we've been throwing ideas out there, like Scooby-Doo. Mm. We're five people, so I don't know. Like, who would be what? You'd probably be Fred, right?
I think so.
You'd be Scooby. And then we were thinking, too, for a song where Charlie gets a guitar solo, if he's Scooby-Doo, we'll, like, toss him a Scooby snack.
Cute.
That's the idea. We try to be cute, you know?
So
oh, this is completely different, but I feel like there's, like, only one opportunity to go all out costume-wise, and I want to do, like, full clown, but, like, I want, like, the garden, like, white face paint, like, I want, like, frilly collars.
Oh, like, clown core.
Like, yeah, I think that would be really cool, but I know that that's very different, but I think that could be awesome, so, yeah.
Speaking of clown, I used to do clown in high school. Oh, wow. Fun fact. And One of CFRC's favorite questions is, one, have you ever clowned? And two, have you ever been on stilts? I will need all of your answers.
And to both.
Like, what does it mean to clown?
Red nose.
Does that have to be, like, organized?
Or organized, like, clowning?
I have not participated in organized clowning. I myself act as a clown frequently, but I've never been on stilts, no.
I dabble in clowning, and I'm always on stilts.
Every single day of my life is an organized clown moment. And one day I hope to be on stilts, but I'm told that I'm usually tall enough, but when I'm with Paul, it doesn't make me feel that way. So, stilts in the future, I hope.
I wish I could say yes to both, but no. Maybe Halloween show, everyone on stilts. Who knows?
All right, so it's confirmed. Jinx will be wearing stilts for Halloween. So let's see them play the guitars and the drums. Well, think of one. All right, so next question I have for you is influences. Like, who is your musical role model, if you have one?
I think for me, like, with Jinx, something that I've tried to work on a lot is, like, not just, like, vocals, which I did when I was younger, but, like, performance as, like, a thing as well. And there's this Canadian artist, her name is Katie Tupper. She's, like, really small. I think she's from, like, Saskatoon or something. And I saw her in concert, and she just, like, the way that she performed, like, it felt like she was singing to you as, like, every single individual member in the audience, and, like, eye contact and just, like, moving around and, like, a way that, like, the music became, like, visually, like, interesting. And so when I'm performing, that's something I've been thinking a lot more about, is, like, how to, you know, look interesting as we sound, in a way. And she's iconic for that. So, yeah. Shout out Katie Tupper. Does anyone have an answer?
I like Jimi Hendrix a lot. I kind of learned Hendrix songs to start off, and I'm a big Black Sabbath fan as well. But I also really like Bill Evans, jazz pianist. He's really cool. And Miles Davis. So I kind of try and take inspiration from, like, both of them, sort of like metal and jazz.
Yeah, I'm a big metal and hard rock guy. But I will say that my dad has been a huge influence, and playing with because my dad's a drummer, but he also plays other instruments. So playing with him has taught me how important it is that less is more. And not overplaying, which I tend to do.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a similar answer as me. My dad's also a musician, and he's a guitarist mainly, but he's introduced me to most of the music that I grew up on, if not all of it. So that kind of goes towards, like, the Beatles and Paul McCartney on bass, an absolute legend in the music world. And more recently, maybe, like, the Inbreds and the Garden 2 bass and drum heavy, more rock and maybe punk vibes, but really inspirational bass playing from those guys as well.
I think in terms of rhythm guitar playing, I don't have any specific people. I feel like I have some bands that I like to take inspo from. I've been really into Big Thief recently. I know that's, like, very different from what we play, but I feel like they're awesome. And I also shout out Mannequin Pussy. I don't know. That's, like, my favorite band right now. They're super cool. Very not super complicated chords, but I feel like the way that they play them is super impactful. And that's kind of what I go for. And also Charlie, I would say. I, like, met Charlie 2 years ago, and he's super good at guitar, so really helped me out. Yeah.
That's so sweet, so wholesome. Okay, do you have a favorite, like, do you guys have a guilty pleasure song? Like, something you wouldn't be necessarily proud to say you like as a musician yourself, but, like, you love it.
I'm a big Rihanna fan, actually. I like, yeah, Love on the Brain. That's a good song. What about, like, S&M? That's a good one. Yeah, just maybe you Katy Perry, too. One. I relate to S&M a lot. But Katy Perry's a good one, too. Yeah, I just music that I like listening to when I'm not sober, you know?
Okay, amazing. Does anybody else have an answer? Okay.
I'll back up the Katy Perry as well, honestly. When we were learning Hot and Cold for one of our new set lists, and I'm ashamed to say I was playing it really loud in the car. It was good. Anyone else want to fess up?
I don't think I'm ashamed of any of the music that I listen to. And even if it's corny, in my own eyes, I think that it has a place in my heart regardless. And if it goes hard, it goes hard. And at the end of the day, if you're jamming out, you're jamming out and you like it. So I can understand where you guys are coming from, but I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Inspirational.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm like ashamed about this one, but I think like other people are probably like, you know, like you shouldn't be too proud that that's a song you like, which is the Ben Platt cover of Diet Pepsi. It's like, it's so musical theater kids, so like if you know that, but it's great. Ben Platt's, he's awesome.
So you are a musical theater kid?
Like I'm like in recovery, you know. But yeah, I think like honestly, like that's like a lot of what helps like my performances. Like my parents put me in musical theater when I was in senior kindergarten. Was the first time I did a play. I was like probably like 5 or 6 years old, and it's like I've always just kind of like been on stage. So I don't know about you guys, but like usually before a gig, I don't get like nervous. I'm just like so excited. I'm like, okay, I want to go on like right now, and I'll get like really impatient, but I'm not like nervous, I think, yeah, because of that. So shout out musical theater.
I'm just shaking in the corner.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's dive right into some great singles across genres recently released in Kingston by local artists. We're going to start things off with a great new pop rock rooted in folk storytelling track by Piner called Odelia, a song inspired by the artist's reflections on the rollback of gender equality, particularly in light of recent politics emerging from the United States. Rather than giving power to the person who causes Odelia harm, Piner turns inward, crafting a narrative that emphasizes self-worth and empowerment. Let's have a listen. And welcome back. That was Adelia by Piner, who you can follow at Piner Music on Instagram. Coming up now on the Release Radar Rundown, we'll listen to Nikki Ray of Sunshine's debut single for all ages called Rainbow Weather, a fun folk pop celebration of all the wonderful colors we see in nature and a gentle message about everyday beauty and inclusivity. A perfect song to enjoy as we move closer to longer days and springtime. I hope it brings cheer to your day.
Yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Look up whenever there's rainbow weather. You'll see the colors are more beautiful together. Black is the shade of the night sky. The crescent moon shines white. The great oak's trunk is brown. Clouds are gray before the rain comes down. Cherry trees in bloom mean spring has sprung. And they're pink, just like my doggy's tongue. Ooh, red, orange, yellow.
And you are still listening to the Release Radar Rundown right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. That lovely song was Rainbow Weather by Nikki Ray of Sunshine. Up next, we've got another new single from prolific local jazz musician and bandleader Oscar Evans called Crab Fight, which will appear on his upcoming self-recorded freely improvised album Sound Permutations, featuring Oscar on upright bass, Paul Morrison on piano, Bobby Hsu on sax, and Andy Love on drums. Here we go. And that was Oscar Evans's latest release, Crab Fight, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're moving into heavier stuff now with a track from Exogen's new EP, I Am Rot, called Immortal Rests Not. Check out the archives of the Release Radar rundown for our chat with Nathan Graham of Exogen that we had last week about the new sophomore three-track EP loaded with heavy metal riffs and recorded by Terry Benn at Switzerville Sound Retreat. Here we go with Immortal Rests Not. Enjoy. And that was Immortal Rests Not by local heavy metal rockers Exogen. Coming up, we've got a great new single by D98, the collaborative rap duo made up of N98 and Dupel. The new track, Invincible, explores achievement, confidence, and personal growth through the artist's dynamic production, lyricism, and use of auto-tune. Strong language is present. Listener discretion is advised. And that was local rap duo D98 with their new powerhouse single, Invincible. We've got one more new track for you to enjoy as well from the Sugar Pills called Everything About Me coming up in just a moment. But before signing off, today's intro and outro bed track is a slightly older single called Stand Together, Band Together by Miss Emily, released late last year. Come join CFRC and our friends at the Kingston Music Office for Miss Emily's International Women's Day Showcase on Saturday, March 7th at Broom Factory, co-hosted by our incredible volunteer, May Paul, and featuring fireside chats and performances by local artists Adiari, Luella, Kyra, and Piner. Get your tickets now via visitkingston.music on Instagram, and if you can't make it to the Broom Factory, CFRC will live broadcast the whole afternoon starting around 1:30. What a great way to celebrate International Women's Day. We hope you can join us. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to give us CFRC a follow at CFRC Music on Instagram as well. And you can make your own song requests via CFRC.ca and our Instagram page. Yes, you can power our programming with your favorite songs. Get in on the fun. For now, we're going to end our show with the Sugar Pills sparkling pop confession about joy, doubt, and the spiral in between called Everything About Me, a new single wrapping big feelings in bright, playful sound. Follow them at Sugar Pills Band to keep up with the latest news about their show dates. Listener discretion is advised. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next week.
The night, but don't expect breakfast. I can't cook it to save my life. Got a feeling you're gonna regret this. I think you should leave. Let's get ahead of this. I know you wanna go, you gotta go, and I won't be offended.
No matter what I say, still can't scare you away. I scream and I shout, but I can't figure out
why.
number 7. Now, look forward in a positive mode. Start by spending a few minutes
each Thursday at 10 p.m. listening to Bright Side of the Pooh. What's it about? A way of life.
Number 10, give unto others. Reach out to those you can help or inspire. Now, it's time to flip this tape. On side 2, you'll find a wonderful, calming relaxation exercise.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B.